ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Could my next guests be from New Zealand's funniest family? Comedic brothers Guy and Paul Williams are in Australia performing separately at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You might know Paul as the assistant on the New Zealand edition of Taskmaster. And Guy, you might know since his shows were nominated for the most outstanding award at previous Melbourne International Comedy Festivals. Guy and Paul, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So nice to be here.
I'll start with you, actually, Paul. You're not the only comedians in your family, right? Your sister Maria, who is the middle child. Let's not talk about whether that's a theme of her work.
It is.
We've got a middle child in our family too. Is also a comedian, and you've all been nominated for prestigious comedy awards in New Zealand and Australia. How do the three siblings in the same family all find a place in comedy?
I think Guy started, and we all just kind of copied him, I think. But basically, as a kid, our mum would play a lot of comedy in the car, and would actually take us to comedy shows as well. So I think it's not a super exciting origin story.
It's kind of, so you do trace it back to your mum kind of encouraging laughing, like, and making jokes.
I think so.
It's very cringe. We loved Jerry Seinfeld. We had him all the time in the car.
Sure.
But we were huge fans of Bill Cosby, which is a crazy thing to think about now. But, like, he was a big influence back in the day before we knew about the horrors. Sorry to bring that up, but as soon as he said that in the car, I was like, yeah, that was a weird thing.
Yeah. I used to listen to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Well, he's fine.
Have you heard some of his jokes?
Oh, no, yeah, okay, you got me there. You got me there, but there's a big difference between a guy who tells offensive jokes and Bill Cosby.
There is, but the way that we think about jokes has really changed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Guy, as the oldest child, were they all just following you? Do you see it that way too?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great job. Why wouldn't you get into comedy? Everyone listening, get into it. It's a hell of a job, you know, very stressful, highly anxiety-inducing, and, yeah, you have a panic attack every night. Get amongst comedy, kids.
Now, Guy, you've openly challenged Australian audiences about contributing to climate change, Indigenous land rights issues, and the fact that the AFL is, quote, a crap game, which is just so astonishing that you would say that.
I like to rile up the Melbourne audiences, challenge them a little bit.
Right. And how does that go for you?
Bad. I get booed a lot. But that's fun. That's part of the excitement of, like, live performance and live shows, I think.
My show is just an hour of me talking about how great AFL is, how nice Australians are.
So you suck up to your audience.
Yeah.
It is kind of astonishing how different we are, because you've got us on today, but we are completely opposite. Like, I'm, like, intense and provocative and political, and Paul is lovely and he sings songs. To put it this way, Mum is very proud of Paul and very embarrassed of me.
Right, I get it now.
Yeah.
So, Paul, you're the pride and joy.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. the golden boy, they call me.
Paul, you're often seen as a bit more subtle, as described, reserved, definitely more deadpan. Is that a result of being the younger sibling?
Potentially, yeah. I like the Maya Briggs personality. I know everyone else doesn't. They're like, it's not real, it's not a real thing. But rather than order, and I think and maybe order has something to do with that. But I do. I also like when you meet someone guessing what order they are in their family, and often you can. It's quite easy, I think.
Do you reckon it's easy?
I don't know. Do I seem like an obvious oldest child or in the order?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh my goodness, I'm a stereotype. I'm so embarrassed.
I don't know if you seem like the youngest child though.
Okay,
but I don't know.
Yeah, if you met our sister, you'd definitely think she was a middle, I think.
So why is it that we can always pick the middle child?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but, like, maybe a desperation. Maria would agree with us that she's the most desperate for attention, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're all pretty desperate. Me and Maria are actually filming a documentary about ADHD at the moment. I don't want to give away too much, but, yeah,
okay,
let's
go to that. I've gone to, like, I don't know, I can't count them, but, like, lots of comedy festival shows, and I feel like ADHD is a theme of all of them. Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Like, why is it the butt of every comedy show?
PK, you can't be the funniest one on this interview. That is a very good question, though. I've been trying to ask myself the same thing. I think obviously comedy is a career that attracts cognitive diversity, but also I think ADHD is also being overdiagnosed at the moment. And I mean, I'm disputing my own diagnosis at the moment. I think I'm just badly behaved. I genuinely think I can behave in a more, a less a cognitively diverse way if I wanted to. But yeah, it's just, it just seems to be the hot thing to have at the moment. And it's ironic because I just got diagnosed, and I talk about it in my show, and I heard that it was cliche because everyone was doing that last year. And I feel like a hack now, and I'm like, this is just my lived experience. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Finally, something interesting about me as a cisgender straight white male, and I'm not even allowed to talk about it.
It's your thing.
Yeah.
You deserve it. You have a right to your story.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, you're the apprentice on New Zealand's Taskmaster. What many Australians might not realise is that Guy was a contestant in season one.
He was, yeah.
Was this the perfect time to extract childhood revenge?
Yeah, basically. Actually, I mean, it was frustrating having him on. He really did not follow any rules, which is a huge part of the show. And I think it was probably because I was kind of the referee. Yeah, he really rebelled.
That makes me sound very ADHD, doesn't it?
Well, by the Google definition, sure.
Yeah, it was incredibly cringe because I actually felt like the whole time I was on the show, I was just having my best time, enjoying myself, and I felt like I was letting my brother down, you know? It was quite a weird thing, but it was also very fun to let my brother down. The most horrific example was we got a challenge to make this tree sexy, and I could not make a tree sexy. For people who haven't heard of Taskmaster, by the way, this is going to sound crazy. I had no good ideas. I was like, do I put a bikini on it? What do I do? And I was actually voted New Zealand's sexiest man in 2014.
And you must really, you know, coast on that. Like.
He stole that election, by the way. Like, he really...
Recount.
Yeah. I kind of did steal the election. It was a popularity contest. Let's not pretend that I'm particularly good looking. I'm glad this is a radio interview. But I got naked in a tree, and that was genuinely, I want to apologize to my brother right now for that. That was a scarring moment for him, and I'm genuinely sorry about that, Paul. That was wrong.
That's okay. Well, you skipped out the main bit, which was once you were up there, you were just in your underwear, and you actually needed me to pull them down and off your body.
I'm so sorry to the ABC. This is so humiliating. We're talking about this on air. We've never talked about this. This is like a family therapy session, though. That was deranged, and that was my fault, and I take responsibility for that. I'm so sorry.
As the eldest sibling, you have really risen to your job in a family, which is to take responsibility, and I'm sorry you've had to go through that, Paul. It's not fair. Oh, thank you both. It's been a fun conversation.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Guy and Paul Williams, both performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Guy's show is titled The Glass House Makes It Easy to See All the Cowards I'm Throwing Stones At. And Paul's performing Mamiya 7.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.